1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by the Marcus Majestic Parking Lot Cinema. For a unique double feature drive-in experience, check out this week's movie selections at marcustheaters.com/parkinglotcinema.
That music can only mean one thing. Time to talk baseball. And it was a good win last night.
Yeah, good morning, Eric.
Fireman Jim in the house.
You're running a tight ship here, 7:50.
Right
on
time.
That's my start time, 7:50.
Yes.
Very rare that this happens, so thank you. That's why I came out like running in. Oh, my God, we're on time. Insanity.
Caught you off guard.
Caught me a little off guard.
Doesn't happen often.
No, but great to be here. Thank you. So, yeah, some great baseball going on around town here. Well, first, let's start off with the Milwaukee Milkmen.
Yeah.
We had Tim Dillard in last week. Great segment.
He was awesome.
He was. He's very well on the mic. He's going to be a radio announcer someday. He's going to do some kind of radio or TV. He's been doing interviews all since he's gotten called over here. And he's been pitching well for us. And since we brought him back, the Milwaukee Milkmen are now in first place with 2 weeks to go in the season.
Really?
Yeah, and the American Association, the playoffs start in September. Only the top two teams make it, and we are number one right now.
Wow.
So looking good. We have some good baseball going on. You know, our rotation features three ex-big leaguers. We have Henderson Alvarez, who threw the no-hitter for the Marlins back in, I think, 16. And then we have Drew Henderson, pitched for the Blue Jays a couple years ago. And now we have Tim Dillard, ex-Brewer.
Really?
In our rotation. Adam Walker's our big stick. Adam Walker went to high school in Milwaukee Lutheran, got drafted by the Minnesota Twins, went to AA, AAA, lost his contracts, playing for us right now, leads the league in home runs. He got 16 bombs and like 50 RBIs. So great baseball. Come down, check us out. We got games tonight and tomorrow.
Is this because there's no minor league ball?
I think a lot has to do with top shelf players? The association got condensed from 12 teams to 6 this year because of the pandemic. So it's the more all-star teams. Of course, there's less minor league baseball teams out there, as well as the draft got cut down from, 40 rounds to like 6. So we got a better pick of ball players right now. So if you're a baseball fan, come see us. It's the only live game in town. If you're a casual fan, great entertainment. It's cheap. It's fun. Come down, check it out.
Yeah. What's the thing down the baseline? You get the food and beer along with your ticket.
Oh yeah, the Hop Yard is
the Hop Yard.
All you can eat and drink for 7 innings for like $35. You sit. It's right by the third baseline, right by the bullpen. That thing's always sold out. And we're at 1/3 capacity, so games are selling out quick. So get there while you can. One more week left after Labor Day, and then playoffs. So last chance to check them out.
All right. Where do you get your tickets?
MilwaukeeMilkmen.com.
All right.
And I'm your MC.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Yeah, it's a good time.
Excellent. I saw some pictures of you with the mic in hand.
Running around.
Yeah.
Acting like a fool.
You're all over the place.
You can be a fool in minor league baseball. That's perfect for me. Perfect job. I'm right there.
What do we have coming up as far as promotional nights?
Well, the best one is Thursday. We got dollar drafts. Enough said.
Well, I can't argue with that.
You really can't. You really
unless
can't.
You're going to do the dime beers, but that's never a good idea.
You know, we lost a lot of our promotions because of this, so we can't do like our infamous candy drop. We can't have candy dropping on kids. We can't have kids on the field because of this. But we had our dog days of summer last night. We have dogs on Tuesdays, and that sells out as well. Our promotion tonight is 4-pack, where you get $36 for 4 tickets, 4 chicken sandwiches from Chick-fil-A, 4 baseball hats, $36. You feed your whole family. And
wow.
Family. Yeah.
Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
Yeah.
Top notch.
They're delicious, aren't they? A lot of fun. Come check us out.
Awesome. Okay. Well, they're last night.
Yeah, the Brewers.
Wow. They have you ever seen a 9-2 force out before
I have
in
not,
your life?
And that's crazy. So you're the base runner. He was caught in no man's land, and you're not going to take him. Yeah, they said that was the hardest throw. 90 miles an hour, he threw that ball home.
The caveman.
90 miles an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, so he gunned him out on a force play. That confused the umpire, too. Didn't the umpire call him safe at first?
He didn't realize it was a force.
Yeah.
He wasn't even thinking force.
No, you're thinking of play at the plate. You got to tag him, and Navarre's stretched. Yeah. Holds him out. That was big, because one by one run. So big play for us.
Preserved the win, for sure.
We need these wins right now.
That's the type of play that can kind of catapult you into a nice stretch of wins.
I'm hoping because they started that road trip last week with those 3 out of 4 wins in Chicago, which we needed. They're in first place. And then we go to Pittsburgh.
And just
and get swept by they are on paper, obviously anybody can beat anybody on any given day, but they're not the best. They're the worst team in baseball on paper.
No, they were on a horrible streak, and we got there and got swept.
So they sweep us. So you think they should be on a high? Hey, we see you guys. We're beating some good teams here. And then what happens last night?
Did they get no hit last night? Was the team that got no hit.
They got no hit. So hey, they're back. Yeah, Giolito with a nice no hitter. Good for him. I mean, he pitched well. 13 Ks, only one walk.
Wow.
I mean, how exciting though? I mean, no hitter's no hitter. Don't take anything away from that. But no fans. Faux audience cheers. Do they have the no-hitter button? If the guy's got a no-hitter, oh, play this cheer.
Maybe that helped him lock in and focus a little better than, you know, that could get distracting with the crowd.
It was the home game. Starting to it was the home game, more. So if that would have been fans, I mean, his fans there, and you know, but still, that adrenaline for throwing a no-hitter and having fans getting behind you, and after that last out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the last out, like, it's kind of like throwing one strikeout when you're at the park, maybe against your friends. I don't know.
There's one confetti little popper that went off.
No, good for them. I mean,
way to go.
It's, you know, you then every time there's a no hitter, they you'll see in sports feeds, you know, every team's no hitter and how many no hitters for this guy, and you know, the Brewers still with one.
Isn't that amazing?
But I think, and I should check this, and Tim will know this. I thought there's a team out there that has none, and I should have looked this up before I got into today. But I thought maybe the Rangers or Mariners, maybe. I don't know, because Nolan Ryan played for the Rangers. I don't know. I'd have to look that up, but I think there's still a team out there that's got at least 50 years in the bigs and no-hitters. So maybe we can look that one up. But good for Lucas, you know, throwing a no-hitter. It was almost a perfect game. So, I mean, great job by him. Brewers, again, you know, 1-1 win, one-run win. So they got two in a row against the Reds, two more to go. I mean, they got to start winning. I mean, their pitching is great. It's their offense that needs a lot of help, and that's the problem right now. I mean,
we can't get out to a lead ever. We're always working from behind.
Here's some numbers for you. First inning, our batting average is 128. We've been outscored 17-2. In the second inning, our batting average is 116. It gets worse. We're outscored 20-3 in the second inning. So the first two innings, we are just not, and teams are getting a lead on us. You're playing from behind most of the time. Not good. You're not relaxed.
Change up the order, get some different bats at the
top? We need our bats to start hitting. I mean, our batting averages, here's our starting nine yesterday. Okay, here's their averages, top to bottom. 228, 200, 243, 211, 167, 191, 181, 250 for Arcia.
Huh.
He's our top hitter almost right now.
Yeah.
They have three guys hitting above 250, three active players. That's a problem.
Right.
I mean, we're almost halfway through the season. We only had 60 games. We're at, game 28? They got to start hitting. I mean, it's just that simple. And they're veterans. I mean, they got, you know, Yelich is still at 200. Smoke is starting to come around. Our pickups, you know, he's got a hot bat right now.
I love that guy's swing.
Yeah.
Last night, that homer, I mean, that was like he was posing for a picture or something.
He's got that sweet swing. And that's why you're looking at these guys swinging. These are big league hitters. They're just Narvaez. You know, we picked him up from Seattle. He had a great year in Seattle, 20 home runs. 70 RBIs, hit like 280.
He's starting to go now.
The last few games he is, and what's flip-flopped on him is his defense. He was not a great defensive catcher. He was more offensive, obviously. This just kind of flipped. His frame rate's really up there. He's throwing guys out. So that's a positive. He has hit a couple hard hit balls the last three games. So Justin Smoke has too. All right, let's not dwell on the way past. Shortened season, so that's why things are magnified here. You know, we're at game 30. You know, in a regular season, who cares? That's 1 month in. It's really in May, but now you're halfway through. So,
right,
yeah,
is like game 80 now.
It really is. It really is. And you know, Yelich is still starting to show signs sometimes, and then he's not himself. Obviously,
he's still hitting homers.
He's hitting homers, but he's not.
The average is not there.
Not
at all.
There at all. It's not there at all. We need him to win. Yes, playoffs are expanded, so finishing 500 would be great. And we're only two games below 500. Actually, miraculously, I don't know how we're only two games below 500 because our offense is so bad. It's because our pitching is keeping us in the games.
Right.
Our pitching is really well. Our bullpen
Woody's been like so many one-run games.
He's been involved. Well, they've all been. We've really not blown. We've been blown out way more than we've blown out other teams. We went like yesterday, 3-2.
Yeah.
You know, Woodruff pitched a great game. I mean, our bullpen, I mean, Hader lights out. You know, he's
7-for-7 now, right?
7-for-7 saves. He hasn't given up a hit this season. He's pitched 9 1/3, no runs,
didn't
no
realize
hits.
That.
Yeah. So our bullpen, Devin Williams, he's got more strikeouts, better strikeout rate than Hader right now. So he's come out of nowhere. So our bullpen, great. Pitching has been well. Starters, for the most part, has been pretty well. A couple of our pickups, not that great. But, you know, hopefully they only have three starts, so we can see what happens next couple. Hauser pitches tonight, so, I mean, he's been doing well. So pitching, keeping us close in these games so we can win the 3-2 games.
Yeah, but, you know, that's what you need to do.
But the offense has got to come around.
Padres are the only team that have never had a no-hitter.
Padres. Okay, nice.
The Mets have only had one.
The Mets?
Yeah, that's kind of surprising, right? Tom Seaver.
Yeah, Nolan Ryan started off on that team, and, I mean, they had Dwight Gooden was on that team. They've had some good pitching. Really, they've only had one.
Only one for the Mets and the Rays, Rockies.
Newer teams.
Blue Jays and Brewers all only have one.
Okay, all right. So, while those teams, I think the Brewers are, well, the Padres and the Brewers are pretty, I mean, they've been around for over 50 years, so.
Yeah, that's.
I know we got
we're
one.
Due.
We are due a no-hitter, and this could be the year to do it. I mean, well, anything's possible. So, the Brewers, you know, they're what, third place right now, the Cardinals, you know. The Cardinals are 10 games technically played less than the other teams.
Right. How's that going to work?
Well, you know, the Marlins, you remember they were they were shut down for almost 2 weeks, and they were like 15, 12 games behind in games played. They've almost caught up.
All right.
So they're putting those doubleheaders in those 70. So they're catching up. The Marlins are in second place. They haven't done too bad.
Have they added anybody, or is this just a weird year?
They've got a lot of good young players that nobody's heard of.
Yeah.
Young stud pitchers, because you know they haven't been good for a while, so they've been building up their farm system, and also they're calling these guys up, and they're pitching well. You know, that's what the Brewers did, you know, a couple of years ago. So these guys came up and they were pitching well. So
is that due to Jeter? Is that his
I don't know if I give him much credit for anything, but somebody's doing a good job down there because they got some good young pitchers and they've made some good pickups. You know, some of the things that Council was doing and Stearns was doing for the Brewers, like these guys were, you've heard of them, but they weren't that great, but they get traded to your team and also they outperform everything.
Yeah.
The Brewers
Stearns
MO.
Has been fantastic. I mean,
yeah, that's
working with
thing.
What he has, it's
yep.
been like a magic trick.
It really
he's
has.
Been pulling off.
It really has, and the trading deadline is the 31st already. So
are we going to make any moves?
You can't kind of. I don't see a major move coming for us, but you can see some more like they do year to year. Also, no, they got this guy off. You want to say the junk heap, but these guys come and perform. So
right.
I don't think we'll lose anybody big, but we're not going to get any big names either.
It always seems like we want them to pick up more arms, and then
it's always about pitching.
You think they're going to pick up more arms, and then they pick up some other guy.
It's always the opposite, right? So
yeah.
This year we're looking for bats,
right?
We need some bats here. I mean, we need somebody to come in. I mean, nobody stepped up to take Kane's place. When it's hard to replace Lorenzo Cain. I mean, right now he's leading the team in hitting. He hasn't played in you know a month or so.
Because
how
many at-bats is
right,
he
at? Right, exactly. So a bat would be nice to pick up. Obviously, pitching, you can't go wrong with pitching. I mean, I'll take what we can. Buyers or sellers, and this year, I mean, this is a crazy year where anybody can win the World Series, I think. I mean, it's just,
right.
It really is. It's not going to be the dog days. The grind of August is not here. It's not going to happen.
Well, you're going to have 16 teams in the playoffs, right?
Right?
So
right.
It's just like an open tournament.
It's an open tournament, basically. So, you know, if you're in it right now, why not make a move, you know? But that puts three-fourths of the league is technically in it.
Right.
Think about it. I mean, you know, will the Reds trade Trevor Bauer? You know, he's a great pitcher for them and the Reds. But, I mean, they're not out of it technically. They really aren't. You're a seven-game winning streak away from being, you know, the one or two team in your division. So, and that can easily happen. You know, you got 30 games left.
Yeah.
And it's going to take
that. If you get hot.
It's going to take that for sure.
That's what it's going to be, the team that gets hot at the right time.
At whoever's hot mid-September – and takes that winning streak into the playoffs, that would be the team that's going to be dangerous. And it could be anybody. I mean,
right.
Really, the Pirates are still in it. I mean, technically, yeah, they got no hit, but whatever. I mean, they're
if they get hot.
Yeah, anything's possible.
Go on a 10-game winning streak or something, bang, they're right in
sure.
it.
For sure. And then, and like, you know, like I said, we got a month and a half of baseball left, 33 games. I guess fans won't come back. I thought maybe by Labor Day there might be a small chance of maybe a couple fans in attendance, but.
You know, that's not happening.
I don't think so. I mean, this, something could change, but I highly doubt it with the logistics involved with, you know, okay, we're going to do, you know, 10% stadium capacity where if you're in that row, that's your row. But I think that to ramp up operations for these teams.
The Packers they're not looking at having fans in the stands until November.
Really?
Yeah. That's the first game. Early November
is that all fans? Is that all teams doing that?
No, there's other teams that are going to try earlier than that. But Packers are like the first game in November and only 12,000 fans. Can you imagine what that's going to look like in Lambeau?
Too.
Right.
So when the schedule came out and I saw the Packers were playing the Buccaneers in Tampa on my birthday.
They're having fans at that game.
Okay, so I'm good. So I rolled the dice. I rolled the dice and I bought plane tickets to Tampa. So I got my, I'm going to Tampa for sure. I don't have tickets for the game yet, so probably not, you're saying.
Well, they haven't announced how many they're going to have, but it's going to be very limited.
And very
That would be a hard ticket
already.
If they were allowing 70,000 in there.
Yeah, right. So when I bought, when I decided to go, I totally forgot that Brady was playing for the Buccaneers now. So like Brady versus Rodgers in Tampa.
Yeah.
That's going to be a crazy
epic
ticket. So, well, whatever. I'll sit outside the stadium with, you know, need two tickets on my cardboard sign. Maybe somebody will show pity on me.
I got 50 bucks.
Somebody will show pity on me. Here you go, dude. Thanks, man.
Yeah, because, you know, I can't imagine it'll be more than 12,000 that they'll allow in there. So
whatever. I'm in Tampa for the weekend. I don't care. I'll
right
go to the bar. Go
and watch it on TV.
Front bar somewhere. And
exactly.
Have fun with that.
Stand there in your flip-flops on the beach.
Yes, watch for it. Sure. For sure. So the Brewers got, they got the Pirates are, we need a little revenge game against the Pirates this weekend. The Tigers come to town. So we got beatable teams here.
Yeah.
We got to
go for the
winning
sweep with the Reds tonight.
No,
right?
We got two more games.
Oh, we got two more. With
yeah.
You.
So
okay,
we got to start winning here. We got to get those bats going. So let's go Brewers.
For sure. Yep. And Milkman. Get out
Milkman,
for that.
Yeah. Tonight, tomorrow night.
Chicken sandwich.
Chicago Dogs, the rivals.
Ooh. And then
eat them dogs.
Four tickets, four Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
And
four hats.
$36.
Hey,
come on down.
What are you waiting
for? MilkMan.com.
All right, Jim. Thanks, buddy. Get out of here.
All right, man.